Recently, so on my way back from Marrakesh.
Everyone's traveling,
so,
man.
So, yeah, so it was a long flight. So we left, I think we left at 9. Train. Airport got delayed. Then we got to...
The airport.
Come on, yeah, the flight got delayed.
Past the Meerkat for our fourth episode. Everybody say hi.
Hi. I've seen on Tim's hoodie.
Merch, yeah, merch available.
Merch coming.
Come to the live show, then you might get one.
Wait, we didn't discuss this.
You know, I hate Vish and Tim do this best, and I clocked it when I'm editing. They break the fourth wall. Like, they'll look at the camera.
I love that. That's one of my favourite things.
He's saying that come to the live show and you'll get my merch. And he's looking straight at the camera to tell you.
Imagine if I did this, come to the live show.
I love Shake. Wait, hold on. Context. Shake used to drink a lot and he would, a new character would come out.
Yeah, he's lively.
And that character we haven't seen before.
That's the real face.
A year, I would say.
Yeah.
And he's out today. So that means Christmas is coming.
You look like them girls that go gym.
What?
Oh, with a hat.
Oh,
with a hat.
It's just a hat and the tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? I was going to say.
Shake's looking for compliments all of a sudden. Is it just that about me?
We are Past the Meerkat. I've got Bangs here. I've got Pedro here. I've got Tim here. I've got myself, Deji, Parcel Tongue Tax.
So silly.
I've got E-Man here. I've got Shake here.
Yes.
Gonna quickly promo what we're doing. So one thing I wanted to say is bear with us while we continue to produce this YouTube series.
Yeah, man.
Because we're changing a lot. I know in the past few episodes we said we're going to do this and then we kind of ditch it. But yeah, bear with us while we're producing the series because we're trying to get the right structure, make it unique, make it funny.
Yeah.
What have we got coming up? The live tour.
Tour. Birmingham's up first.
What's the date?
27th.
Nice. Yep.
Of November.
November.
That's a Monday. So if you're
coming,
then please get your tickets. Come see us.
Yeah.
And then we've got the London date, which is the 10th of December at
Shepherd's Bush.
December. At Manchester.
Up in Manny.
Yes.
So yeah, that's us. I'm going to pass over to Pedro now.
Oh,
I've got a quick question actually.
Yeah.
Go on.
You guys have been traveling a lot, yeah?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'm so angry that the culprit isn't here today.
Have
you guys ever had a plane leave early?
Hey, you're toxic.
Why are you bringing it up when he's not here to defend himself?
Because I wanted to come and defend himself on another week.
Okay.
On another episode.
Okay.
But let's say collectively between us, we've been on about over 100 flights.
I've been on quite a few flights.
Let's give context. So there's a person who's not here.
You know,
there's a person who's not here today.
Vish. I'm just gonna say the name. I just gotta say the name.
Well,
we're gonna confront him anyway.
So we had a recording session booked, or was it just a meetup, live show rehearsal meeting booked? He said he was coming from a work trip.
Was it Germany?
Germany or somewhere.
Is this irrelevant? I think it was Milan.
And he messaged us.
It might be relevant because the Germans are efficient.
Yeah, they are efficient.
Actually. Yeah, so it's Milan. Yeah,
so he messaged us and he said that he's gonna come at a certain time. And then he messaged and said that his flight is... Or he's running to his flight.
Yeah.
Which is fair, you know. It's dedication.
You can run for flights.
Dej comes from Cambridge. He's coming from Germany. That's real dedication.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, he writes in the chat, oh, shit, I missed my flight.
Crazy.
And we're like, oh, damn, you can't make it today. Fair enough, we'll just roll with it. Yeah. And then we see on his Instagram story... All you see is his shoes, and then it pans up to... his suitcase and you know the screen that shows the flights?
Yeah.
And the caption is, oh, damn, the airline left. or the airplane left 20 minutes early.
So that's great.
I didn't finish that. As soon as I saw the capture, I turned it off.
You know, I never watched it.
I didn't even watch it.
I turned off.
Do you know what? Comment below if you've ever had a flight.
Yeah,
Or even 10 minutes earlier.
Is there any stewardesses?
Any pilots?
Any captains? Right?
Stewards.
Hostess.
Yeah.
It doesn't make no sense because.
I know.
What's a steward?
He can't. They're football people, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do they do?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong?
He's just trying to get away.
Someone explain.
On a flight, if the flight is. Because flights do leave early sometimes.
When?
But if it's going to leave early, they will check that everyone's on that flight first.
If anyone's missing,
then they'll go out and find that person before they leave.
That's what they leave. Some bail because you've got a boarding period, right?
Yeah.
Where they say you have to get to your flight, your boarding gate 30 minutes before the plane.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
So when you get there.
And you still make it even when they say your flight's closed.
You still make it.
It's a rap song. It's a rap song.
Yeah. So,
during the best series, I'm better.
There's times that you come through and you get to your boarding gate like 30 minutes early.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you get there, you're rushing. But if everyone's there, then they let you in. So you're on your plane before the time that the plane was going to leave, right?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So sometimes you might leave 5 minutes. I've had situations where you've left like, you know,
you're too kind, bro.
5 minutes. That's all. I have to shoot in some bail in it.
We thought we were going to cook him in the group for not attending. But if you miss your flight, you miss your flight. That's calm. But no flight I've known is leaving early. 25 minutes early.
That's 20. Crazy. Don't add the time.
Is that an extra 5 minutes?
It was 25.
Oh, seriously.
It was 25, bro.
That's when the gate opens.
The gate never opened. I don't think anyone was on that flight, apparently.
Wait, hold on. To be fair, he might have only had carry-on, because I was thinking if he checked his luggage in, they wouldn't leave early. Because you can't just check your luggage in and then...
That's if you've got the pilot.
Yeah. The flight left early
and you checked
and
in.
On the flight.
And you already checked in as well.
Money, bro, because you left without me. Like, true. And I'm supposed to be on that flight, bro.
Yeah, I came on time, yeah.
That's true. I didn't think about the 10kg luggage. 20kg luggage.
Do they check to go and see if your luggage has been checked
in? They will. But
bro, I've been running late for a flight. I'm hearing my name on the speakers.
Yeah. I've never heard my name before. I think that's embarrassing.
I've heard names have been pumping, because if that happens...
They're like, Peter, it was with me and Manny. They've called out both my names. They kept on calling out our name. But Manny had injured his ankle, so he was walking mad slow.
Imagine you're in prep and then you're just hearing your name.
Midway eating your sandwich and you need to go like 20 minutes to go and get
to the game. But if a flight left 25 minutes early, bare people are missing that flight. That's on the news.
Like, come on, bro.
I hear it.
Speaking of flights, I took my lady on a vacation.
Hey,
last week. I just came back. You can see the tan.
Where's the tan?
I'm glowing, man.
Where is the tan?
You look the same.
It's there.
It's the grey.
On the way there, so Pedro told me about this this company where you can meet and greet them at the airport,
taxi company.
You drive your car, you meet them in the meet and greet, and they take your car away.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
It's
pricey, isn't it? Because usually you do the thing where you park.
Long stay, man.
And then you take a bus in it.
Yes, but this was cheaper. Because
he's broke.
long stay is expensive.
No, it's not.
No, I don't know what the difference is, you know.
You're saying the same thing, right? Where you park your car and then you go and take a bus.
You take a bus to the terminal.
And then after that, you come back, you take a bus to your terminal.
Yeah, yeah.
But the meet and greet is a thing where they meet you at the terminal
with
your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So that is usually more expensive, but Pedro found a place and he recommended them, so...
But come on, man.
I went with him. You recommended him, so I went with him.
Yeah, but I told you not to after.
I'd already paid for it. There's no cancellation.
So are you angry at me?
Let's just say he told me and I went with him, yeah?
Black guy.
Anyways, yeah.
He's always been
so, so my flight's at 9:30 a.m., which is terrible because I didn't know how, like...
You don't have traffic.
I didn't know the traffic was mad like that at that time.
Yeah.
The traffic was not...
That's the time people normally start work.
No. So...
Yeah. In this country.
Yeah, that's true. But I've left my house at like 6. Or let's say like 6:45 to get there.
What
for 9.
Is it?
Yeah, that's normal travel.
Heathrow.
It takes me an hour to get to Heathrow, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
a crash.
M25 in it.
Wait. It takes you an hour.
Without traffic.
M25 all the way around, right?
To
get to Heathrow.
Yeah, it's calm.
It's an hour.
No, that makes sense. Because he lives right on M25.
Yeah.
So it's still cap.
I don't know about that. That might be right.
I think that's a lie. It can't take you an hour.
It takes me an hour, bro.
You live in Harold Wood.
Yeah, why are you...
No, but you can go faster.
This guy has to be a
now, because you're not going to believe me, but it takes me an hour to get there.
I believe that.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, because when I get at N25, I don't live far from N25,
yeah.
Straight there.
Yeah, I agree, it's reasonable.
1 hour at
6 a.m.
Do you want us to pull out on Wednesday?
Okay, mine's in the morning.
It's irrelevant.
Sorry.
I'm meant to get there usually for like a European trip, you can get there like an hour and a half before. I get there 2 hours.
It's vicious flight.
You're wrong for that. At the destination, he needs to leave early. But anyways,
were you checking in luggage?
Yes.
Okay.
So anyways,
I'll say 2 hours.
I was trying to get there 2 hours before. But okay. I'm saying usually an hour and a half is fine. Anyway,
yeah, it should be fine.
There's a crash on the M25, so there's mad traffic.
Yeah.
So my girl was like, obviously I'm a passenger, and I was like looking at Waze saying, should I take this detour and try and beat it? When I'm looking ahead of me, all I see is literally red lights.
Red, yeah.
From like for a long distance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even see the crash yet.
Yeah.
So I said, let me just take this detour. And you know when you take the detour and the roads are free?
Yeah.
So I'm back to where you need to go.
You're back onto the same
road. Everyone's using Waze, isn't it?
So my Waze is telling me, when I was meant to arrive there at 7:15, it ends up saying it's like 8:20 now. As I'm deep in the traffic, it now says 9. So I'm stressing because this is meant to be a nice trip,
get away from the winter,
and then get some sun, come back.
Mm. Yeah.
I call the guys, the meet and greet guys,
black guys.
They're not black. I'm not even going to mention their ethnicity,
yeah.
But I'm very angry at them, yeah. At the people, not the whole culture.
I just wanted to be clear.
I'm confused. Isn't this like a legit company?
So it is a legit company, but they have mad, like, it's a Ponzi scheme.
Oh.
Because when I call him, I'm like, they said you should call 20 minutes before you get there. But I told him, I give him live updates, I'm going to be late or whatever.
Yeah.
When I get there now...
You share location.
No, I didn't say the location, but I get there, and then he's like, I got to pay an extra £15 because I made him wait an hour. Mm. I'm like, you know what? I need to get on the flight anyways. I missed this flight. My girl's called BA, and she's booked the next flight. We didn't have to pay that much, like £70 or something like that.
Okay, that's calm.
The American Express thing, isn't it?
Remember we told him to...
We referred a friend.
Yeah, I should have done it.
Pricks. But anyway, when I get there, that's it, yeah? So when we get on the next flight, we come back. Mm. The flight's delayed on the way back now, yeah?
Okay.
And it's after like, it's about 11 o'clock. So I already hate these guys because on the trip, firstly, I got this extra £15. Then on the trip, I see them move my car from the secure parking compound, and I see it moves 5 miles down the road, and it looks like it's outside someone's house.
Huh?
Okay.
He's got air tags in his car.
I got air tags in my car, I've got tracking on my Mercedes as well.
Okay.
I don't know what they're doing with my car, so I called him up, and I was like, where's my car gone? He was like, it's at somewhere else. I was like, what do you mean it's at somewhere else? Tell me where it is. He was like, what road do you see? I was like, tell me where it is. And my man's like, you got to speak to the boss, and he cuts off the phone.
That's crazy.
That's mad.
That's crazy. I think they're in a communist company where there's no boss.
Bro, I don't know what their situation is.
It almost sounds like they take your car, park it up, and then when you're on the holiday, they use your car and rent it out.
And you think I don't know that?
Your mileage gone up by 10.
You put your lips in the back of my car.
Did you check your pay afterwards?
Yeah, you got to check.
I said to them, like, this isn't in the terms and conditions. Surely you should reimburse my petrol because...
It wasn't the terms and conditions.
Bro, the terms and conditions is crazy, yeah? Anyways, I checked the company. They're not even... They don't
registered.
Even, they're not... Well, they're not... They are...
They didn't file their annual accounts.
They didn't file their accounts, bro.
No, they didn't file their
accounts.
Yeah, okay. Bro, I'm a late...
Okay, accountant.
Anyways, I get back and I'm late, and then he says I got to pay an extra £40 because I came after 11.
Sounds like a lot of numbers.
When I call him to, like, say, let me pick up my car, I didn't even tell you this part. When I get there, he's left. He left the car parked up. He left... So my car's just there. So I called him. I said, where's my keys? He says, a check over your on top of your tire.
Wow.
I said, I'm so glad you're not here because I would have fucked you.
Oh my days.
You put your keys in front of the tire.
I said, I would have fucked you up.
That's crazy.
Man put man's keys on.
Listen, that's why
that's crazy.
Trustpilot reviews, you gotta make sure.
Bro, I checked the reviews after 1 star.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't have done that
before. Nothing yet. It's scary yet. Unless it's got 4 stars, yeah. 5 stars.
I used them for New York. When I got to the terminal, half an hour late. When I got back, I had to wait an hour. I was going to punch the guy in the face.
Are you still...
Before I went to New York, I told him, I was like, bro, if you can get a refund, don't use those guys. Really. Anyways, easy book, yeah?
Easy book, EZY. I told you my email, I'm going to talk to 13...
Go Park.
13K followers.
Go Park Heathrow meet and greet, operated by Express
Never
Parking Heathrow Limited. And that, your company is foolish.
And that brother Sam, if that's your real name.
We're baiting our people's names.
Heathrow doesn't know
none of them. No, it's crazy. Bro, that's a funny sweet.
The airport have a legit service.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time,
how they let these rooms park in, man? That's all I go.
That is crazy.
How much was it?
It's like 60 something pounds.
That's why.
It ended up being like one something.
They got their money, boy.
Because when you, and this is the recent trip, right?
Yes, yeah.
I went to a recent trip. I did the same thing, yeah? I paid £80 for my car.
In a short stay?
Yeah. Long stay.
So you got the bus there, innit?
Oh, I got the bus there, too.
I would do normally.
When I go trips with my girl, I have to carry both suitcases.
Oh, yeah, true.
And my carry-on.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to get a bus with both suitcases.
Yeah, I hear that.
It's
dead. But anyways, don't use them.
Yeah, don't use them.
If you guys are going on holiday...
Never. I've done the meet and greet thing, the legit thing from the airport.
Yeah, how much is that one?
130, 120.
You're paying money.
If it's £60, then you know the
New York was expensive, man. I had to cut budget somewhere, man.
You didn't even. You're gonna stay in a hotel. You're staying in your cousin's house.
I didn't know this was the podcast.
I've actually got another story about airports as well. So this was the one where you put a speaker in your suitcase. So this happened recently. So on my way back from Marrakesh.
Everyone's traveling.
So
man.
Yeah. So. It was a long flight, so we left. I think we left at 9. Train. Airport got delayed. Then we got to
the airport.
The flight got delayed.
The control tower said, listen, man.
So I got to Stansted around at 1:30. So I'm tired. Long day, obviously, with my missus as well.
Yeah.
So I take all my stuff, get to like the security place. It's called the security place, right? And they're that long. Just trouble checking. Cool.
Your liquids in there.
Don't mind them because
I have to double check myself.
It's not called a security place.
I know, but you know what it is. What is it called?
Just call it security.
It's border control, isn't it?
Okay,
thank you. So then now, yeah. So obviously, you know, with Stansted, you take the shuttle. So you take the shuttle to the airport. So you're in the queue now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm just checking myself, thinking I've got everything here.
I realized
I left my small bag. Like I have my 10 kg luggage.
Yeah.
I have my pouch, but I didn't have my small bag. I left it in the plane. So I was like, oh my gosh, I left it for context. Why it's so important? My car keys are in there, and I parked my car in the long stay.
Damn.
And I already said to my missus, I'm gonna drop her home. And this is at 1:30. So I'm thinking, oh my god. I don't have my small bag. She's like, obviously, with my missus, yeah, she normally calls me Tim or Tim. I heard Timothy. I'm like,
yeah, you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble. I think, okay, cool. Let me go. I want to go back to the shuttle. I think, no one can go past there. You can't use the shuttle. I think, I need to get my bag. They're like, okay, what we'll do, we'll check you out quick. Do you have your passport? Yes, I have my passport. Obviously, thank God, I have my passport. So, went to the the manual plate. I don't know what to call it. They had the officer.
Border control.
Border control.
That's, yeah.
So.
What's manual? What's the manual?
But listen, we don't have
the electric one.
Because back then I was still rattled. So I get to like,
oh my God, this is so rattling.
So then I must have got out now. And so I'm looking forward to speak to airline. I said, oh, you can speak to them on the off. And they have their own little help desk section.
Yeah,
so I went there. No one's there. You only use the phone. So I phoned them up saying, oh, I just come back from Marrakesh and I left my bag in there. Can I get my bag back? How want to get my bag back? Do you know where it is? And if anything, can you help me?
Marrakesh.
Stop doing this. You know what he's doing. He left it on a plane.
If Tim was how he was feeling and he was on the phone to someone, they probably didn't understand.
Okay, wait. This is okay. So I get. So now, I hate this.
I left my bag on the plane.
London, UK, England.
Yeah, he's there. That's
Stansted, you want to be correct.
Stansted, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not London, isn't it? So then, so I phoned them, telling them the phone situation. They were like, oh, it's going to go to Lost Property. That's a third party company. And they were like, okay, but do you know where it is? It must be there. I was thinking, oh, we don't have contact with them. Like, there's nothing we can really do. I was thinking, someone is going to see my bag and they're going to hold it for, they're going to hold it and give it to Lost Property. And telling me now, Lost Property doesn't open till 9 a.m. So I'm just like, wait a minute. Can't you contact that person or anything? It's like, no, we can't do anything. Like, you just have to wait till 9 o'clock. I was thinking, they might even find my bag. My head was hot. I was thinking, what am I going to do? I'm thinking the situation is traumatic. I'm thinking, say if I go there at 9 o'clock, they might not even answer, or they'd be like, oh, they can't find my bag or anything. So I was thinking, what am I going to do? This is crazy. I was thinking, I looked at her, she was just vexed. She was so vexed. So I was thinking, how am I going to take her home? What am I going to do? I'm going to be sleeping.
So what did you do?
Let me finish. So first I went to the toilet. To like calm myself down because I was sweating, man.
I thought he was going to say I was ready to cry.
I was thinking, it was scary. It was so scary.
You're ready to cry or you cried?
I'm ready to cry. I wasn't going to cry. I had to be composed. Like, we're going to sort this out. I'm going to
compose.
Maybe the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go back. I'm going to maybe.
They sold out the world.
Baze is the worst, you know.
You guys are annoying me now. I swear. So now,
yeah, I was thinking, okay, cool. We need to probably speak to the airline, someone in Heathrow, someone in the Stansted, speak to someone. But okay, but lucky enough, my missus, she had like a 20 kg bag she needs to get from. I don't even to call it anymore.
Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Bag drop.
So when I got there, I actually saw my small bag in there. I was thinking, oh my days. Oh. They actually just dropped it, yeah, in a small bag. I saw it there. They dropped it in there.
That's
bro.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, the relief. Sure. The relief was crazy. I'm thinking, I've got so lucky. If she didn't have a 20 kg bag, I never thought to even check that place.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah. I think when I got, I think it's so relieved. I'm thinking, thank goodness.
You check in the small bag?
No, I didn't check in the small bag. I can't check in. It's like a small bag. I didn't check in.
So someone that was in the airplane saw that.
Saw it and threw it in there. That's crazy, though.
That's God's work, man.
That person that did that saved you.
Yeah, saved me. Yeah, definitely saved me.
You don't even know who that person is.
Oh, no.
But that person didn't know that he had
the keys in there.
Yeah, no, but that person
didn't
have a check-in bag, so he could have thrown it in there. Sometimes you're not waiting for that, and it would have just gone to nowhere. It probably would have ended up at the same place anyway, so it's worth a try. But yeah, they didn't.
But that's dangerous, though, because obviously he went and picked up, but if he wasn't there, then, yo,
it would have been.
That's a nice bag that I'm taking.
Yeah, someone else could have taken it.
I'll come up
and I see your keys.
Was that your Valentino bag as well?
No, it wasn't that one. It was like
his backpack.
Yeah, but like a backpack. So it was like, you know.
That one there?
No, not that one. No, it was.
Bro, that story, you're dumb as fuck.
No, it was a long flight.
Wait, why? I left a book on the plane once.
You know what, yeah? Actually, this is crazy that I've never told you, man. On the way back from Agadir,
oh.
yeah. I left my on the seat.
No, which,
You always do something like that. There's no like terminal. It's like you just check in, and then there's just this big space. You go outside, all the planes are there, basically.
Slaps, yeah.
We were all sitting down, literally where the door is to get the plane, and then they just started making everybody line up. They were like, okay, everybody line up. We're doing this is a random security check. We've heard about something. So then I've gone up to get like sweets, and then my girl's queued up, and then I've gone out of the door. I was about to, like, we're literally in the queue to go up the stairs to the plane. And I'm like, where the fuck is my MacBook? And I was like, oh, shit, I left it on the seat. I started running back. As soon as you start running...
And they got the AKs, they got the SMGs, they got bear shots, they're ready to shoot, guys.
60 round mags, the red dots,
they got all the attachments.
I was like, oh shit, I left my fucking MacBook, and my girl's like, oh my days, what? I started running back, everybody just starts looking at me like, yeah, trying to be weak. I'm just like, I put my... I don't start walking though, because I need the MacBook. And I'm just like to the guy, yeah, I left my my computer on the seat. He's like, okay, just wait. He's like, wait. And then he just guides me through, and I was like, yes, there. And I just picked it up, and then I went back through. And he's like, ah, you're lucky.
Yeah. He's like, I want to shoot a guy today, man. I'm trying to shoot a guy.
You know what? Talking about flights, this was on my way back.
It's a topic now, yeah?
it just got to my mind when these guys were talking.
Was it migraine game?
This was on the way back from Malta. So I was sitting... Yeah, Malta DLT. Okay, yeah. So I was sitting by the window seat, and we had another guy. There was another guy sitting by the aisle seat.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when we both look at each other and we're like, we're hoping someone slim sits in between us.
Yeah,
this girl actually comes to sit next to us.
Yeah.
So we're thinking, and she's relatively slim. So we're like, okay, cool. Like, we're gonna have leg space now.
Yeah.
And then me and this guy just smell one whiff. Of this girl. Oh my!
She farted.
Bro,
just odor, body odor.
Body odor mixed with wet clothes. Have you smelled that before?
What the fuck? Coming back from Malta.
So
she's had a great time.
She had a great time.
It's one of the ones she came from the motor.
From the motor.
She didn't pack the pack.
Every day. So we smelled this guy. I'm just like, this girl stank, bro. Like it was so bad, bro.
So you looked at each other.
So me and that guy just kept looking at each other. And I'm thinking to myself,
who's going to say something?
Who's going to say something? But we were just sitting there thinking, we can't say anything because it's disrespectful.
There's nothing to really...
All I did was I just put my top up like this.
That's rude.
And I put my head by the window like this, yeah? But I tried to do it in a discreet way. I didn't know how to.
Yeah, that seems pretty discreet to me. You know the best thing to do in those scenarios? You just be like, hey, it stinks in here!
Yeah.
So everyone's just thinking, let me just check out.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden now she's nervous because she's looking at
me. Do you think
you know you stink?
No. Some people don't.
She didn't know she stank because she was bare talking to us as well. Bare talking to
him. Oh! Bro. He was like,
yeah. He was trying to be discreet.
I had my hoodie on, so it was kind of discreet. I was doing it in a way where it's like, then I'm putting it back down.
She wanted to be your mate.
But the other guy that was sitting, he got up and walked away, bro.
He got up and walked away.
He went to sit elsewhere. I was thinking, I can't do the same thing now because if two men, because that guy's left, she's thinking maybe she's going to sit next to her friend. But if I got up and left as well, then she knows something.
You want her to know, though?
Yeah, 100%.
What can she do, though?
You've got to say it in like a subtle way, like, Listen, yo.
Tell me about you two.
I'm saying that.
Yeah,
go on,
Shay.
Go on, Shay.
You're not saying that.
I'm not saying that. I'm telling you, I'm not saying that. But you gotta have a passive aggressive way of letting someone know.
You show us how it is.
I remember she was a lady as well, so show us.
Yeah, 100%. You just gotta be like,
go on.
You gotta look around and be like, yeah, it's like it's a bit must, like it's a bit. You smelling something here? Like there's something. Is you got to call the pilot person, the airline lady, yeah, to come through. You got to come. You got to tell her to come through.
To be fair, now that I think about it, what can you tell her?
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing she can do about it.
You can't say anything about it.
I just had to suffer.
Why didn't you decide to like move and sit somewhere?
The whole flat was by the window.
No. But why didn't you move to like another spare seat?
I couldn't. I couldn't because the guy already left.
There was only one spare seat.
I was in the window seat.
Yeah.
She was sitting in between and the guy had the outside.
You got asked to go to the toilet and then at least explore.
You think I didn't go to the toilet?
I
got up several times to go to the toilet just to breathe again. Mm-hmm. But I had to chill.
Anywhere.
I don't know, bro.
That's what I was going to say. You didn't explore in it.
I couldn't, though. It's rude, bro. It's disrespectful.
You got to keep a spray.
Yeah, you do,
on,
man.
But spray don't do them things. And then people that stink, they don't even know. They'll be doing anything. They'll be like, yo, and you just see the patch here.
Oh, yeah, my days.
Like, that was one of my...
It's so bad, you can see the stain as well.
Have you man ever been gym, yeah? And then had one of them man that like that I just bare BO this.
Yeah.
And then you're in the gym.
Oh,
in the gym.
Oh, so you're there. And that's mad. And everyone is around them and they don't know, they just know that they stink in it.
What? Get your words out, at least.
I used to spot a man, yeah?
Yeah.
And when he would when he's doing his hot breath freezes into your face.
He's like, one more.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blah.
We started off as an animated TV show, YouTube show, online show.
Mm-hmm.
We're building to a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that process is giving you guys content year round.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do that, we need funding. Because what we do is all of our income goes straight into the production of the animation and that show. And as you can see over the years, it's definitely got better.
Mm-hmm.
And
The animation quality has got better.
We're trying to improve that. So anyways, it'd be great if we can have a sponsor for our podcast because I think it's very entertaining. You know, you get to see us more, get to hear from us.
Get to see our faces.
Some people don't like you man's faces.
That's true.
That's it. People don't like our faces.
Who said that comment again?
Now we've given them the animation. Like, they don't want to see our faces.
Imagine
you see a comment that says your animation looks better than your face in real life.
That's crazy.
Someone
said they do want to see our faces, but only occasionally.
If you've been accustomed to the animation, right? You've seen the imaginary world, you've seen everything that we've been doing. It's an adjustment. And the animation's unique, right? So I understand why people would want to go and see more of that. And we're excited about that. But, you know, it's about giving you a bit different.
I love the way you shake.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I was wondering why Shake was turned into you.
My mom taught me if you're talking to someone, you got to go and
look them in the eye.
You got to be closer. You got to be like,
yeah,
okay.
Imagine
talking to someone and being looking at them like this.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that you guys have done, or the stupidest thing that you guys have done as a child? That was what we were supposed to talk about today.
Stupidest thing that I've done as a child.
As a child.
Oh, I done bare stupid. Oh, hey! Have you ever done like things that could get you killed?
Yeah.
That just bare, reckless, dangerous things, like jumping out, like things that can physically hurt you.
Yeah, like, so I was on the top of my tower block, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a way to go from one end of the tower block to another. And then you have to stand on a ledge, which is as thin as like this. It was like this thin. Probably the bottle.
Yeah,
just have to turn your toes like this, your foot like this, and then go over it. And
I used to do that on Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the reason. I think it was like Crash Bandicoot and like
them games,
Spyro and all that. It just inspired me. I did it and I could have failed and lost my life.
Yeah.
Never told my mum.
I used to do that, play on scaffolding. Like, they built scaffolding. I used to play on it all the time. And there was one time I got...
Oh, scaffolding slapped. I used to go on my roof of my house.
Oh, my days.
I used to sneak out my house through the... on the sky, climb out my window and just go down the ladder. On the
bro!
Didn't you get... didn't you ever get...
Yeah, we had the ladder for each floor, innit?
Bro, my sister... my sister, yeah? She, like... Bro, I don't know if you know... Bro,
at a wedding.
Yeah. Heard about it. Bro, my sister, yeah, obviously my mum was strict and she wouldn't want her going out. So my sister asked my mum if she could go out. My mum's like, nah. She's like, cool, bet. I'm going out of the scaffolding, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my
she heads God. Out. She goes out. She comes back in at, like, 3, 4 a.m. Sneaking back in. But obviously, look, she doesn't have her keys. I think my mum's locked the door and whatnot because she's found out what has happened. She's sneaking back. But she's come back through the scaffold and she obviously them times no one's got phones, like nothing. She's sneaking back through the scaffold and my brother's in his room. She's trying to come in through my brother's window because all the other windows are locked.
Yeah.
My brother's hearing the rustling. My man goes to the kitchen and gets a knife.
Oh my God.
He goes to the window. He's like, hey! She's like, it's me. She comes in, but I think what had happened is that, like, she told me, actually, no, she told my mum she's going on, because my mum said no initially, told my mum she's going on a school trip. She made a letter.
Oh,
she's
an idiot. She's an idiot. No, she, bro, she left the letter that she made on, you know, back in them days, you only had one computer.
She
left it on my documents. And my younger brother found it.
Well, he snitched.
Bro, he snitched my mum.
Told on the whole hood.
Have you, man, seen that TikTok video of the guy that crosses the tracks to go chat to the girl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tried to move to him.
Oh, yeah,
he's
a nut. So,
he's been locked up.
I don't say anything even madder than that. Like, me and my boy, so...
I don't know if you should say
it. not in terms of girls, but, like, madder than that. So, Bethnal Green has the underground station, but it has, like, an overground station as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, me and my boys, we're trying to get the train to, like, Dawson or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
And then we go up the platform, and we realise we've gone up the wrong platform.
So, you jumped over.
And our train is coming on the other platform in, like, 1 minute.
Oh, you jumped the platform.
So, the smart thing to do...
Yeah, it is.
A normal human being would say, no, let's just go back down the steps.
No, because
you're going to
miss the train.
Look at this guy. Yeah. Just go back down the steps. Yeah. But some of the boys I chilled with were in set 8 and that. Mm. So, the guy was like, you know what? We're not going to make it.
There were 6 in it.
We're not going to make it.
Oh, shit.
We're not going to make it, but... What's good? If the only way we're going to make it is if we cross the tracks.
Yeah.
So all of us are just thinking, yeah, we got to cross the tracks, bro. So we all just run across the tracks. And
all of
I was in set 1. And I know metal conducts electricity, like you could get shocked or whatnot, especially if a train come in.
Yeah, you were smart.
And or you could get hit by a train. But I still crossed it.
Can you break that down? So is it only electric when the train's coming? Or is it always electric?
It's always got a current running through it, but... It isn't deadly until a train is coming towards.
How close?
Is that for sure? Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, so yeah, like,
is that your fun fact?
No, it isn't. I'm not claiming to be an expert. But yeah, that's what it is. It's always got a current running through it. But better things have a current running through it, but it isn't enough to give you a major shock or even a shock sometimes. But when the train is coming, that's when
you're gonna feel it.
Yeah, you'll die.
Oh, I jumped on the tracks the other day actually.
Why are you jumping on tracks?
Yeah.
Let me at your big age.
Okay, let me ask you a scenario. You're walking, I was at West Ham.
Wait, hold on, did you make it?
Yeah, no. We made it across.
That boy, it was a hologram, though.
But because everyone done it, I just done it.
Also, when your mum used to say, if your friends jump off a cliff, you do it.
It's crazy. The funny thing was, there was police on the other side. So they all gave us tickets or whatnot. We had to pay like a
parking
fine.
Tickets?
I don't know what was on the tickets, but we had to pay. I had to show my mum as well the beating I got, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, literally, yeah, it was bad, man. It was bad, man.
Yeah,
but I learned my lesson. Bro, I can see the scars on my back, man. They look like train tracks. Bro.
I did something mad. My mum used to like, my dad was away, so my mum had to work like 2 jobs.
Yeah.
So there was a time where we used to have a babysitter, Bears, like Auntie Regina. the Ghanaian woman.
Regina.
Slap as well. But there was one time where she was too busy or she had too many kids or whatever, so I had to stay home with my brother. So it was me and my brother alone at home. I was like 5 years old, 6 years old. He was like 7. He's 1 year older than me. So it was like two of us little kids at home alone, which isn't illegal, by the way. I thought it was. At the time, we thought it was. And I think my mum thought it was wrong as well. It's unadvised, but it's not illegal.
Slaps.
So yeah, we're at home. It's like the first time we're at home by ourselves.
Yeah.
And then something was wrong with me. There was...
Yes, it is.
I don't know what happened, but a thought just came. Sometimes somebody speaks to me, and a thought just came into my head, like, call the police. Like, just call the police. So then I pick up the phone, and I dial 999, and I'm just like, help, help, help!
Oh, my you're crazy. God. Why?
And this time it was landline. So I'm like to my brother, yeah. I'm like, yeah, shit. My brother's just looking at me like, yo, what's wrong with you?
Honestly.
10 minutes later. Bro, they came and knocked on my door. They're like, hello? Hello? We're going to knock down the door. There's like 5 of them, bro. They're like, we're not gonna knock down the door if you don't answer. I'm like, oh, shit. I asked my brother, why the police?
What have you done?
We opened the door and then they're just like, I was like, oh yeah, sorry, it was just me, a prank. Like, I didn't know that you guys.
You admitted?
Yeah, I admitted. I was like, really? It was me. I called the police. It was just a prank. It wasn't real because they thought that actually, yeah, somebody was in danger.
Yeah,
they just on the phone.
Yeah, there was someone in danger. Everyone else.
From you. Yeah, they started like they waited with us until. My mum came.
Oh, finished.
And then they're talking to her. While they're talking to her, my mum's just looking.
He's not going to give you afterwards.
Yeah. The way I want to do with you.
My parents like used to like, you know, when they're looking at you, do you think they were just happy? Like, I can't wait to meet this guy.
I just thought we were troubled kids, you know.
Yeah.
And all they saw was Canaan was the only way we can stop you from misbehaving.
Yeah.
To an extent. Yeah.
We weren't troubled.
You don't think so?
I mean, we're just kids.
But do kids do stuff like that, though?
I was troubled, yeah. I was troubled. Yeah,
I wouldn't like do girls,
I think
girls,
we're just kids,
like,
man.
Kids and girls, they don't do things like that.
Yeah, but
I heard someone was telling me that girls are good from 0 to 16.
You're generalizing on a mad one.
No, as in, like, this was a dad who said this.
Cooking.
No, this was a dad who said this. He was just saying, like, when you have a girl, just be, like, she's all right from 0 to 16. Once she's 16... Yeah, just forget about it. Like,
what do you mean?
Cite your sources.
Boys coming to the
equation.
Your words or
no? This a dad said this on like.
Who's
like
dad?
Oh no!
I hear what you're saying.
What were you gonna say? You were gonna say something before.
I jumped on the train track the other day.
What?
Don't call me an idiot. Okay, let me ask you what happened. So I'm walking on my phone. It's a windy day. My phone slipped.
On your phone.
I'm walking, and I'm on my phone.
You got you there.
Yeah,
you're walking with your phone.
I'm walking, and I'm on my phone.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'm walking on my phone.
Yeah.
And you're on your phone, okay.
Shut up, man. Tim, don't mind.
Honestly, I really knew they'll be cooking you, bro. You've
got to
get something when you...
I don't condone this.
Tim says when they go high, he goes low, you know.
Anyways, my phone drops on the thing and then it drops onto the train track.
Yeah.
Oh.
I look around. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
What station?
Oh, you're going on the tracks.
I can't. So you will leave your phone.
Was it busy?
There were no trains.
Wait, how did your phone get onto the train tracks?
I'm walking.
Yeah.
I'm on my phone. My phone drops out of my hand.
But I think, how did your phone drop out of your hands?
It's a windy day. I said that earlier. You didn't listen to that.
Wind is getting your phone out of your hands.
It dropped. The wind blew it. It bounced.
That wind must have been strong, isn't it?
It was a windy day. I said it.
He's saying your phone dropped onto the pavement and the wind blew it off. Onto the tracks. Okay.
Have you never dropped your phone in your life? Do you not know about gravity?
Nah.
When I'm walking, I don't drop my phone when I'm walking.
Nah, you've never dropped your phone when you're walking, so you only drop your phone when you're stationary.
Only AirPods.
Well, you dropped it and no one pushed you, nothing. It just slipped out your hand.
Yeah.
Bro, what?
You can never play in goal, man.
Fabian.
No, I was outside my house and one of you men called me and I dropped my phone.
So how did they break your phone?
Why are you calling me?
I was so bent for that day. That's funny. Tim, what's the stupidest thing you've done as a child?
I'm trying to think. I was...
The airport thing, that's up there already.
I was tired. No, that day was tired.
You took the shuttle to the airport.
Can I just say something that came to my mind? I don't know why, yeah. When you said stupidest thing Tim's done, I don't know why this is feels so stupid, yeah. We're in uni, yeah.
I don't even know what this is, but I'm scared.
Second year, yeah. And we get me and Petra get home one day, and there's a bike. There's a bike in the house, yeah. So I'm like, whoa, yo, Tim, what's this bike about? He's like, yeah, I just bought a bike. Like, oh, why? He's like, yeah, I just want to ride a bike. He's like, yeah, go and ride it. I can't. I didn't have to ride a bike. So we're like, Tim, what was your plan?
Joe, you tell a story.
You guys to teach him.
I was feeling motivated that day. I don't know why. I was feeling motivated.
You was ready to learn, innit?
I was because walking from like what's it called? Hamlet Drive. It's a long walk. And I keep seeing this bike there. You know, you feel motivated. I was like, you know what? You need to try sometimes. I think I listened to who's it, Martin Luther King or something that day. You can do it, you can do everything. But I just thought, maybe. I just thought if I just keep on going, I can eventually ride this bike. I think it was like...
Keep on going, like where?
Yeah, keep on practicing, you know, like one day, like, I can do it in a day, maybe.
Do you know how to ride the bike now?
I thought I could learn, like, during the day.
Bro, I remember we came home from uni the next day.
Yeah.
Well, we go on Hamlet Drive and Shamila's pushing.
Oh, I'm saying, I'm teaching you.
That's lit, man. That's a good friend, man. That's a good friend.
Bro, the bike was not for his age. It was 12 to 15.
No, it was a big bike. You got to learn somehow. No, it was a blue bike. I didn't have Sonic at the back.
Well, it had a basket at the back.
You know? You know the thing that covered the wheels? It had Sonic rims.
Because I kept on seeing it, I thought if it's still there tomorrow, I'm going
to
buy it.
I would love to go through all of the things that Tim has done.
There's too many, bro. Dishwasher. Hey, we're making this a subject. Chill, let's chill, guys.
Let's allow him.
Tell the story.
So we're in Amsterdam, yeah. And everybody's having a good time. We haven't smoked anything.
Yeah, we're there for drinks.
Don't say, did we not?
I didn't smoke anything.
Not that day.
We never did.
So we're just relaxing, like, getting ready for the night. Me and Pedro are just chilling, like in the bedroom, just talking.
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously, we had drunk the night before. So all of the, there's a few of us. So all of the glasses, the cutlery and stuff, is dirty.
There's a lot of cups.
There was a lot of cups, yeah. Mugs, glasses, everything. So, like, we're like to Sheikh and Tim, two grown adults.
How old were we at that time?
You did go
about
on,
27, 20,
25, 26.
26. 26. 26. Yeah, yeah. Very mature. The brain is fully developed. So then we're like, yeah, Sheikh, Tim, like, yeah, you man, like, just put it in the dishwasher, innit? Like, do that. So then me and Pedro are in the bedroom. We're just chatting. We're just gisting. And then we're hearing bear rustling. And then, like, we hear Sheikh and Tim, like, you want to do it? I want to do it.
That never happened.
No, you guys are big talking.
We were hearing so much commotion that I actually had to shout. Like, I was like, it was like I was talking to my kid. Like, me and Pedro were the wife and the hubby. And I was like, yo, you man good. And the man, like, yeah, we're calm, bro. Don't worry. Like, you guys relax.
Then the volume decreased. They're whispering to each other.
We should go this way. And then, like, they put the dishwasher is going on, and then it comes time for pre-drink. Let's get the cups.
They must be dry by now.
The dishwasher's going on, like, we know it's done. We open the dishwasher, we just see bare water in all the cups, because they've left the cups
Facing up, yeah.
When I open it, I look at Shake and Tim. Shake looks at Tim, Tim looks at Shake. Oh shit, we got it wrong. Like, oh shit, we got it wrong. And then we were just like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's
it's
like, at first I thought I was hiding it, but then realistically.
Why are you closing your eyes?
I would say that was a very long time ago.
It was
I've never had used a dishwasher.
And to be honest, like obviously, like, I never grew up with a dishwasher.
He's like, I don't know how it works. Okay, we know now. You don't have to explain it. We get it.
Yeah, obviously, you know.
You know why I'm struggling? Because so that says to me that when you guys do new things,
you do, yeah.
We got
you. You think there's instructions?
You can't use discretion because.
You think there was instruction? You think there was a...
I ain't gonna lie. If you were to search on YouTube, how do you, like, load a dishwasher?
I would never do that. That would be bad videos.
That's crazy, man.
But if you look
at a demographic, it will be, like, 0 to 16-year-olds. Yeah. 0 to 5-year-olds.
Yeah, you guys have washed plates before, so it's like... You would know that...
You
put things down.
Well, to be fair, yeah, how do you know where the water's coming from in a dishwasher? Like, how do you know that it's...
It doesn't even matter where it comes from, because you know if you put it upright,
there's gonna be water
there. Yeah, when you think about it now, 100% it makes sense. But at that time, you're just loading it. You're just loading it.
You're
just thinking, raw. Like when I'm washing my plates here, like at home, you just put them away in it. You're not even thinking about that. But yeah, it was a stupid thing. I can agree.
It was.
Thanks for putting me on blast.
Sorry, man.
Turns around, and then you guys got to give the viewers an interest. In fact, make it interesting, because last week they were poor.
Stunk.
Easy.
Poor.
And you kicked it off as well. Yours stunk.
Yours was okay last week.
This is my first time, so don't judge me, guys.
To be honest.
It's better than yours, though.
Maybe. But yeah,
go on,
give us an interesting fact.
So my facts, obviously I like geography, yeah. So all my facts are geography.
What did you do for a degree?
I did economics.
Okay, continue.
Economics, no one appreciates economics, but people like geography for some reason.
Go on.
So... I was strolling on TikTok and I found this fact, because obviously that's where we get all our information from.
No, that's where you get
it. That's where you got it. Yeah, what, did you actually search fun fact?
No, obviously it was him on my For You page, obviously.
Okay.
TikTok, they know the algorithm, innit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I found out that there's many landlocked countries. So if anyone doesn't know what a landlocked country is, it's a country which is away from an ocean or a sea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only two countries in the world that are double landlocked.
Which means?
So that means that a double landlock means it's a country who's landlocked on a country that's landlocked. So they're double landlocked. Yeah. So that country that's landlocked means that they're away from the sea or the ocean. And that country is in a country that's away from that country that's away from the land and the sea.
Yeah.
They would be in the middle.
So they're in the middle. So logically, you've got to think about somewhere that's like very, very, very central. Yeah. So when you think about all the continents, there's still bare countries, but there's only two countries in the world. Do any of you guys know?
Bali.
Does it begin with C?
Central African Republic.
No, there's... No.
Madagascar.
Nah. Haiti. Just tell us.
We're not going to do this.
One country is Uzbekistan.
Okay.
And then Armenia. Another country is Liechtenstein. Those are the only two countries that are double landlocked in the whole world.
Do you know what the capital of Liechtenstein is?
I don't know that.
Liechtenstein
City.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
Whoa. Eva, what's your email? What's your
I thought it was a good guess.
I was going to talk about the student loan thing, but nah, that's dead.
Your facts are?
They're all finance related, isn't it?
Yeah.
No,
okay. That's good.
Last one was Amazon.
Yeah, it was Amazon.
They're all like entrepreneurial.
Why not though? It's important to get.
Mine's actually about, this one's about thinking actually,
mm-hmm.
and why sometimes not thinking is a good thing. So I've got osteoarthritis in my knee.
Yeah.
But at times, if I'm not thinking about it, then I can't feel the pain.
Yeah.
But usually I have a constant pain. As soon as I think about it, or I'm going to go for a walk, I'm going to do a sort of activity that's going to impact my knee.
You feel it.
Then I feel the pain. And it's the same with like breathing. So right now I've spoke about breathing to you guys, and now you guys are thinking about breathing.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
It's true.
It's crazy.
Why are you in my head?
Because it's manual. As soon as you think about it, it's manual. But the brain is so incredible. If you don't think about it, your brain controls the breathing.
That's mindfulness. I use it on a calming app. Like, we're sitting down now,
yeah.
and we don't think about our elbows being on here.
Yeah, exactly.
100%. Think about all the things that are going on at like one given time and the things that you direct your mind to. That's all you're concentrating on, is it?
Exactly. So sometimes not thinking.
I'm thinking about... If I say sex, what do you guys think about? I'm just asking.
I think about sex.
Yeah, but what part? Dick.
What's your fun fact? Is that your fun fact?
Question. Yeah. I'm wondering, like...
Why are they laughing, though? Like,
because why did you say dick, though?
Why is the first thing that you thought about?
I've got a dick.
Yeah, and but
oh, thank you.
But is that the thing you thought about?
When you think about,
when I think about sex, guys,
let's do this.
When everyone here is thinking about sex, is anyone thinking about dick?
I'm not. I can put my hand up and say.
I put my hand up as well.
No, when you said that word, I didn't start thinking dick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Deji's fun fact is that when he thinks about sex, he thinks about dick, and that's fine.
What's your fun fact?
I skipped it to him because I need to think.
Okay, go on.
I have one.
I need you out, by the way, just let you know.
Yeah. Okay, I have one. I came up on TikTok. Sorry.
Again?
Yeah, no, this for me came up on TikTok. So, and I was thinking about it recently, because you know, TikTok, know your, sure. your algorithm works, isn't it? Yeah. So, they said basically, when you're sleeping, you dream 7 times, but only remember one dream.
But wait, let's be honest. You told us you don't dream.
Yeah, I know, but when someone knows it, but I don't remember. He didn't say that. Yeah, I know. But I realised that,
the weekend, and we spent the weekend together, we were somewhere. The first day you told me you've never had a dream.
Oh, come on, I didn't mean like that.
The time you told me he's never seen a Disney film.
Yeah, that's crazy. And maybe that's a correlation. If you see Disney, you start dreaming.
I've been dreaming lately.
What have you been dreaming about?
Can't wait for the segment.
You know.
What do you dream of?
Dream of.
Give me an example of a dream.
A dream. What did I dream last night?
Tell us your last dream. Yeah.
I can remember.
That's Martin Luther King, by the way. I have a dream.
I can't remember a dream. Let me just remember.
It's hard to remember dreams, man.
Hard to remember dreams.
It is. But I remember my last dream.
Why is it so hard to remember dreams? Do you know when you're in like a sweet dream?
There's so many, yeah.
And then you wake up in the morning, you forget about it all.
There's one.
Remember if there's mouse.
Hey, next fact, please. This guy's crazy. I'm absolutely crazy. The way you looked at me.
Gone, Tim.
The way you looked at me.
That's Tim's fact. Don't say gone.
Yeah.
Mine's about the famous composer Beethoven. And towards the last stages of his life, he actually lost his hearing. Mm-hmm. And the last song he composed, he actually couldn't hear it.
What song was it?
Ba, 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 bam.
Beethoven Symphony.
Ba, 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 it was a drill freestyle too.
this guy said drill freestyle.
You seen it? Yeah, I hate it. Coach, we're slapping that one.
What was your fact again? Yes, I know what my fact is. So I watched Netflix. I don't know why. I was speaking to my mum. And she told me about a Netflix documentary called something about Africa, innit, yeah? Mm. It was about Yoruba.
Mm. Okay.
So Yoruba is a language, obviously, that's mainly based in Nigeria, but it's also in Togo.
I've seen that.
Benin and Ghana.
Yeah.
And the Yorubas as a tribe and a language, because of the slave trade, they are in parts of Cuba.
South America.
Yeah, Brazil.
What's the other country?
Caribbean,
yeah. Brazil. So in parts of Brazil and these other countries, they're actually speaking Yoruba.
Yeah.
Because of the time of how long it's been, the dialect, it sounds different, but you can actually hear the words.
Yeah, I think
that's and they believe that all the Yorubas came from a place called Ile Ife, and they just spread around. So like Yoruba as like, it's crazy because all of these people came from West Africa, but Yoruba as a language and a culture is still like prevalent today in all these places. So what they believe, Yorubas actually believe they were the first people because of the fact that the language is...
That sounds very Yoruba
thing to say. Yeah.
No, but there's a Netflix documentary. I watched it with my girl a few weeks ago and it's probably interesting.
It's actually you should actually watch it with your girl as well.
I think I've seen it a long time ago.
It's an amazing documentary and I didn't realise. And it's, I think... Because I watched it, I want to learn more about Yoruba now.
It's crazy as well because, like, the It's like the Yoruba culture, but then there's...
Why are you trying to steal man's facts, though?
A part of watching it is interesting understanding that the way that they've, like, adopted a culture but had their, like, modern twist on it.
So it's obviously
like there's a roots, but then there's the branches, isn't it?
Yeah.
Proper.
It's even a part of South Carolina in the States where they've got, a little village... That's like Yoruba, and they got the woman was like sweeping like dirt floors. They're wearing all traditional Yoruba clothes. They're dancing. They got like kings. They got like it's mad, bro. In South Carolina.
That's where Davido.
But
that's crazy.
But do they know they're speaking Yoruba themselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even interesting, on top of that, Yoruba has 401 deities. Yeah, like different gods, but they worship Eledumare, which is one god, yeah? But they got like 401 different gods. So what they're saying is that when the Brits came and they brought Christianity to Yoruba, Christianity and Catholicism, they had bare saints, but the Yorubas didn't want to worship these saints. So they would call it, but they couldn't, they weren't allowed to worship their own religion. Mm. So they would attach their deity to a saint. So just in front of the white people, it looked like they're praying to St. Thomas, but they're really praying to Ogun or whoever their god was. And that's why a lot of the languages are mixed. It's a mad documentary, bro.
It's interesting. Tim was zoning out.
It's cool.
I got a fact. Basically.
Oh, go on.
Actually, mine's about the conflict in Gaza.
Okay, yeah.
So I watched this documentary called The Human Factor. Did I see it on Netflix or on Amazon or something? It's on one of these. Type it in, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Really good. It is on Netflix, actually. It's about how America have tried to broker peace between Palestine and Israel for like 70 years.
Sure.
Broker peace.
Yeah, as in like, they claim that they
tried. We have been past the makeup.
But an interesting fact about it, well, one of the most interesting parts about it is there was actually like a peace deal. There's been a few peace deals.
Yeah.
The Oslo Accord.
Yes, yeah.
And the president of Israel at the time that made the peace deal...
He got killed, didn't he?
Yeah, they assassinated him. Like, very quickly.
Yeah.
Israeli people assassinated.
They called him a traitor.
They called him a traitor for making the deal.
Crazy.
Crazy stuff. There's a lot.
I need to watch that as well because it's just that history is just. There's just.
It's a long and complex history.
Yeah, it's too complex.
We've
been past the meerkat. Subscribe, like, comment. Let us know which interesting fact was the best.
This is Tim from Past the Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.